Welcome to Pray Now, friend. I'm Pastor Jack Morris, and I'm here with you to pray about your need. God answers prayer, and whatever your need is, let's take it to God together, united in prayer, and God is going to come through for you because He cares for you, He loves you, He has purchased you, you belong to Him. He is the Almighty Father, and He's going to empower you with new life. The new Pray Now title is New Life Now. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, my friend and I come to your holy throne because you have invited us to come boldly to the throne of grace. There's a need here. My friend needs you today, your power, and your answer. Bless this your child with new life now. Empower your child with new life. Victorious new life. My friend's new beginning is found in Psalm 51, verses 10, 11, and 12, with emphasis on verse 12, which says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." Father, we receive in the name of Jesus, and we rejoice in the name of Jesus. Prayer has been answered. Victory has come. To you be glory, thanks, and praise, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Friend, let's go to one of the sermons I preached not very long ago. The Word of God will strengthen your soul and strengthen you for the new year. Stay in the Word and rejoice forever in a victorious life in Jesus. Amen. God is doing great things now, today. Oh yes, I think that the future is going to be bright and glorious, more so than even now, but it is bright and glorious now because He is alive from the dead. I'm speaking of Jesus. He is alive from the dead and present with us now. He is with us when our mind and heart is focused on Him and on that which is spiritual and setting our affections on things that are above. Friend, put your mind in gear today and think of Jesus. Now He's going to be in our midst. Think of what He's done for you. Forgave you, saved you, blessed you, was with you, healed you, ministered to you, answered your prayers, and on I could go. Now we're going over to the second chapter of Ephesians. The first three verses of chapter 2 tells us what we are by nature. The next six verses, and it tells us what we are by grace. Now, when we look at the first three verses of chapter 2, we may not be so happy about what we're reading because it tells it like it is. Yeah, we were not very nice people before Christ came and salvation and before the grace of God. In the last six verses, verses 4 through 10, it scales the heights of joy and optimism. So the first three verses, we look at it, we try to move beyond it, but then the next six verses, we are so blessed and so encouraged in the Lord. Now, Paul prayed, I'll go back to chapter 1. In verse 18, Paul prayed for that his readers would have their eyes open. Now, this is what Paul prays in verse 18. He said, "I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order..." Why? "In order that you may know the hope to which He has called you and the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints." Paul is saying, oh my, if you could only see and know and experience. But once you see, you'll know and you will experience. And he prays, God, open our eyes. God, open our eyes. God, help us to see. And Paul is saying, every Christian has that blessing and that opportunity and can look forward with great optimism. And he's praying, God, help us. We don't seem to realize the power that you have and that you're giving and that we're going to experience even now. Not someday, but that resurrection power is part of our inheritance right now. You see, you're a child of God. You're a beneficiary. You're in his will. He has blessed you and he has more blessings. And Paul was praying, God, open our eyes. God, open our eyes. God, help us to see. God, help us to understand that we just won't be passive in our relationship with you, but that we'll see things that the eye has never seen. Eye hasn't seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared right now for those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. Friend, you don't know how to be happy and live a full, wonderful life that is truly alive without God's grace. That's what the Word says. That's what the Bible tells us. Don't forget what you used to be. Remember what you used to be. That'll help you to appreciate what and who you are today because of Jesus. Thanks be to God. Wow, do you know where you are today? Oh, someone says, I'm in the depths of despair. You know, I'm down, I'm sad, things have happened. Well, if that's where you are, let me tell you something. Jesus can lift you out of there today. He arose. You mean to tell me the resurrection day and Easter was for nothing? You're still carrying that same old attitude and behavior and habit? Friend, there's a new person. You are in Jesus. You can be alive now and seated in heavenly places. You know, we're very much aware of being seated down here, living down here, being acted upon by influences and happenings down here. We need to remember, hey, I'm living up there. Even though I'm walking down here, I'm living with grace in my life. I'm living with Jesus in my life. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. He's my resurrection. He's my life, my new life now. We were dead in our capacity, but today we're enthroned. Do you know that? He's enthroning you. Hey, get up and get out of that place where you are. No one has any right now that you're a Christian to have feelings, thoughts, attitudes, behavior, things that you don't like about yourself. God will cause you to like yourself. Once you have your focus on Jesus, and you've seen Jesus, don't remember the old things and stop talking about it. You keep rehearsing until now it has become part of the fiber of your being. And you wonder, when is it ever going to? It's not going to get over until you repent and confess and talk to Jesus. And then it happens. And the new life comes now.
The Healing Word Ministry team is here for you. If you need a prayer or want to send a praise report, email us at contactus@thehealingword.com. Pastor Morris will take your message to God and will rejoice over the victory that is yours in Christ Jesus. That email address again is contactus@thehealingword.com.